Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Governor Lamont.
Yeah, Ned Lamont.
Good morning. It's Anna and Raven. How are you?
Oh, thanks for calling directly. I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to get you. I know you've been a busy, busy guy. We see you everywhere. We love it.
Yeah, it's hard for us to be upset with the cell phone lines not connecting here for a minute when you're running in and out of buildings and press conferences right now. So thank you, Governor, for the work you've been doing.
When you say you see me everywhere, I'm either in the residence or doing my press conference. I'm generally staying pretty close to one of those two places.
Well, yeah, you know, all the media outlets doing all the stuff that you need to do to get out the word out, which is important. And I want to talk about like the positive that it looks like that the social distancing is working right now.
Yeah, it's very early. These are tea leaves, but the good news is that hospitalization, which is the best metric to figure out what the heck is going on, is not going up like a hockey stick. It's going up in a linear way. It's going up. It's going up consistently, but it's in a way that we can manage. We can still continue to have capacity in our ICUs and ventilators and intermediate beds. It gives us enough time to prepare for the northern part of the state. Maybe the southern part of the state will be on the backside of it, so we'll be able to move some of that equipment north if that's what happens. We're staying ahead of the curve.
Governor, I've seen that there's a plan now for some dedicated facilities to be put in place, basically, or repurposed, both for rehabilitation centers or, you know, retirement homes that are being repurposed and incarcerated people. I mean, what's going on with these plans, and how do you think that will help?
Yeah, Raven. Each of those situations have one similarity. They have a group living. And obviously in group living, infections can run like wildfire. And the good news is we do have some extra capacity. So as you pointed out with our corrections facilities, we're going to have a COVID-only correctional facility. And we can move people out into that location. That means everybody else left is safer. And it means those folks in that COVID facility, we can use a lot less PPE. Because you know who you're treating on a daily basis. And by the way, one reason we have capacity is because we have many fewer people than ever before incarcerated. That means we also have wings of some of our correctional facilities that we can have for COVID only. And the same is true for those nursing homes. So we have more and more home care for our elderly. That has opened up some capacity. I think we'll have two or three nursing homes in the next day or two. It will be COVID only. And those are empty homes that we're now repurposing to get those who are infected out of a nursing home and keep everybody else safe.
Well, that's good stuff. We've gotten a bunch of texts here at the station and emails from nurses who have voiced their disapproval that they haven't been able to get the stuff that they need to protect themselves. How have we been doing on collecting that for them?
Not good enough. We are scouring the globe, as you know. We're getting every day a little more PPE, the protective gear, the masks, the gowns in. We're getting that distributed to first responders, and that includes folks going to the hospitals and folks going to the nursing homes. I think almost all of those nursing homes have at least a short-term supply. But I have heard some anecdotal stories about a few nursing homes where maybe they're not getting that to the people in need. And we're asking people to tell us what those nursing homes are so we can track it down.
Governor, we're hearing some changing or a little bit or new language or new guidelines as they're talking the federal government anyways about, you know, some essential workers going back to work or those that have been in areas where somebody may or may not have been contact. Is there any, you know, site where you see right now where Connecticut, where you're going to be changing the rules for social distancing anytime soon?
We're certainly not going to be loosening them anytime soon, I can tell you that. What we are trying to do is, you know, think about, we've got 99 firefighters that are on quarantine right now, and how do we get backup for them? We're worried about some nurses that maybe are in self-quarantine right now, and we've got 3,000 nurses who have come in out of retirement or healthcare workers, so we're able to fill that. I was talking to Governor Cuomo, though, and we're thinking about the day after, thinking about how we can start doing the antibody testing, show those folks who have built up an immunity to COVID and get them back to the workforce first.
How do we do that? Like, everyone keeps talking about being able to, if you have the antibodies, that you may not be able to spread it again. I don't think I fully understand what that means. Are you saying that if I'll be able to be tested to see if I have them at some point?
Exactly right. It's a blood test, the antibody blood test. And let's say we have tested maybe a third of the people who are infected. Maybe the other two thirds of the people who are infected, they just thought they had the flu. They stayed home for a couple weeks. They never really got on our radar screen, but they've probably built up the antibodies as well. So what we've got to do, Anna, is do this antibody blood test on a broader basis. So we can figure out who has built up the antibodies. They can't be infected again. They can't infect other people. And I can get them back to work, especially in our, you know, advanced manufacturing and defense industries and folks where those factories are going. We got to keep them safe and going.
Between the two of us, I've been telling Raven forever that I think I have antibodies.
You're not a scientist. You're on the phone with the governor.
Right.
You're
going
to do that right now.
But if you need somebody to volunteer,
I mean, you're
check.
Doing that right now. You're
saying,
not a doctor.
I think
he's the governor. He's not a doctor.
I just think that I have. I think I have the antibodies.
Governor, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate the update, and you're doing a great job.
And
thank
one,
you guys.
One last quick thing. The schools, you know, I'm a parent. I just need to know, should we just give up? They're not going back.
They're going to go back.
Look, I'm desperate to have the kids go back. If I could tell you we could do it safely, even just for 2 or 3 weeks for the socialization and back. I can't make you that promise. I think we're going to have to delay things another month and have to announce that soon just to let people plan.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Thank you so much, Governor Ned Lamont. Thank you for taking the time. Anna,
you're
a busy guy.
Anna, since you built up the antibodies, I've got a nursing home. I want you to go in and take care of people for a while. You're safe.
I'm available. I've
thank
been telling
you for the
you.
Insight,
I can do it.
Governor. Have a good day.
Take care.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.